Here we say. Okay, today we're having early shiur. They're having a shiur in the block. These measures are one, so. Okay, so we're continuing in Inyanei Bedikas Chametz. So the klal is like this, as we mentioned yesterday. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Merav. I'm a farish v'yotzei l'shayara kodim shloshim yom ein zarkuk levar. Because if you leave your house before Pesach and you're within 30 days of Pesach, then you have to do bedika and beer. But if you leave before 30 days, like the example we gave yesterday, was that a person has a summer home, and he goes to the summer home for every summer. He goes to the Catskills in the summer home. So obviously he left the summer home at the end of August. He's going to come back the beginning of July next year. So So technically speaking, the halacha is you don't have to do bedika, even though there's going to be chametz. Say you left the chametz there, but since you left before 30 days and you're not planning to come back, so you have to do bittel, right? You have to do bittel, but you don't have to do any bedika. I mean, people who do bechira, so then. So that's what he says. I'm reviewed on Rav. I'm a farish v'yotzei b'shayar kodim shloshiyom. Ein zokul levar, toch shloshim zokul levar. Okay. Now there is a. Rav Yoh on page 2 and 3. So the Rav Yoh says the bottom line on page 2. Vani mi nefarsh v'yotzi b'shayara aval nichnas ha-Yisrael l'bayis achar shabir ha-zos o b'acheres yivdok shama v'su lo boi l'mivdok kacha. Oh, so this is, say, in other words, what's the case that he's going on a caravan? So he's not going to be in a house. So therefore, he has to do bedika kodem if it's within 30 days. If it's before 30 days, he doesn't have to. Oh, so this is what you said yesterday. What if he toch shloshim yom, he's going to a different house? In other words, he's leaving his house toch shloshim yom, but it's not that he's going on a caravan now. He's going to go to another. He's going to another house for Pesach. Within 30 days. Avam nichnas Yisrael abayis acher shabir azos obacheres yivdok shama v'sulu boi l'mivdok kacha. So it's very interesting. So he says, you know what? He should do bedikas chametz in that house. He doesn't have to do in his house. Page 2 and 3. Ah, but what is it? But what's the idea that he's having chametz in his other house? Because he's saying you have a chov of bedika. So if you're going on a shayara, you're not going to be, you're going to be in a caravan, there's no place to do bedika because you're in a caravan. But if you're going to another house, so you can do bedika there. But what about bedika in your own house? So you don't have to. What about the chametz that's there? So you did bittul. Either you say you did bittul, or like the Ran says, once you leave, it's like nafal avalav mapolis, because it's not going to be there. So it's mashmal, what Avtelki said yesterday, is that it doesn't have to be a mochel rochel, because here he's saying, once you go into another house, be'ir hazos, then you don't have a chiyuv bedika in your house. So, and that's quoted in the Torah. He says on page 4 and 5, Chasav Avi Ezri, Yisrael ha'yotzi mi'beis ha'goy tok shloshim yom tzorach levar afal pi sh'agoy yitein bo chametz sh'amitzvah mutalas al Yisrael levar k'sh'yotzi mimenu. V'hani mirig mifarsh v'yotzi b'shayorim nichnas Yisrael b'vayis acher bir hazos o afilu halach l'ir acheres bokteik shom v'y tzorach levdo kan. V'nirul ishein tzorach levdo kevan sh'agoy nichnas b'veiso afal pi sh'im nishar Yisrael. I mean, you could say the pshat is ein tzarich livdok, meaning avada, the chametz you have to get rid of, but it means to be bodek.
This sounds like this halacha is totally different from the way Rabbi says this. In our cases today, we are not kibbutz ha'goy nechnas b'beiso is not exactly the thing that happens in the case of the cases today.
Yeah, meaning who's ha'yotzi b'beis ha'goy? He's talking about ha'yotzi b'beis ha'goy tov shloshim yom. What, he was living in a... In...
That is not exactly what he was saying there.
Well, why was he in the b'beis ha'goy anyway? What was he doing in the Beis HaGoy? He was renting from him? Why was he in the Beis HaGoy? Apparently he was living in a Goy's house, and then he left 30 days before Pesach. So, if he's going to go into another house, so he doesn't have to be in Bodek, and all the chametz in the Beis HaGoy is going to be, he has Yeish from. Okay, so this is the question. In the end of the day, this is the question that everyone wants to know. Okay? We're living in the hotel generation. Right? So this is half the world. This is what they want to do. They want to just leave an Erev Pesach, go to the hotel, and just not clean up for Pesach. Right? That's the simple approach. So then everyone's confused. What am I doing bedika about? I know there's loads of chametz here. Like, what am I doing? What am I doing bedika for? So what do? So they put the 10 pieces of bread, and then they find the 10 pieces of bread that they just put out, which is very interesting, because what that is, that's a bedika. I don't know what that is. I saw in the one stop kosher, they have the. You can get your feather and your spoon. I don't know, is there a candle in there?
Yeah.
Maybe they put a Hanukkah candle in there?
Yeah, the candle in there, you put it in the package, like holding them back.
Yeah. Yeah, so the first thing I tell you about Bedikas Chametz is never use candles. Only use flashlights. Right? And I don't know, you know, why you need whether you need a feather. I don't know what the feather has to do with anything. You see, it became like a symbol. You know, you get your 10 pieces of bread and you take your feather and the wooden spoon. And I can't think of anything remotely distant from Bedikas Chametz than doing that. You know, like, what is that? But it's a nice thing, you know. People buy it, why not? You know.
Does Rabbi make a bracha on the candle and then blow it out? Or not?
No, no candles. Only candles for Hanukkah.
Shabbat.
Yeah. Candles I hold for Hanukkah. For Pesach, no candles. For Pesach, flashlights. What happened was, my 5-year-old this Shabbos, he decided to turn on the flashlight. So I was getting nervous that the flashlight was going to be dead, you know, by the time. So we went to our non-Jewish neighbor so she could turn off the flashlight, so we'll have the flashlight in time for Bedikas Chametz. So we'll, you know, because he turned it on, it could be on now for the next 10 hours. And then gotta drain the battery. That's one. That's my shita. And I'm also into electricity for Halachas Neir Shabbos when we go away. You know, like you go away to camp for Shabbos, right? So we light candles. Whatever you like, candles. You know, so just turn on the light in the bunk. You know, in the bathroom. So go ahead and make the rock outside. Less fire, the better. It's always the rule. So don't. You know, so some people think they have to take a candle and look under the bed. So I'm telling you, don't use blowtorches on your ovens. You don't need a blowtorch. You just turn it on, either self-clean or turn it on high. No blowtorches. Anytime a person uses a blowtorch, they always end up with a cast.
I know, that's the principle. Like, you can go through to, like,
yeah.
The only thing that's going to start is that the sweat, when you make lots of sweat in the
house.
Okay.
Sweat is what?
So the question is like this. This is basically the question. The question is, what's the din if somebody's going away for Pesach? So basically, and they want to sell their chametz. I happen to be an opinion, I'm not from the big sellers, I don't sell chametz, I get rid of chametz. But the sheep, but I hold that everything has to be chametz. I don't throw away things that are not chametz. Because even if it's not OUP, it doesn't mean it's
you only buy that chametz, right?
Only things, yeah. And like Rabbi Badi has a list, kashrut.org, you give a donation, you get on the list. And he tells you things that a lot of products that people don't have hechsherim, but he calls it really kosher l'Pesach b'ikar din. So even though l'maisa, I grew up, like most of you grew up, that we only eat things on Pesach that have hechsher, but so l'gabe eating, I don't necessarily eat these things, but l'gabe what? L'gabe throwing it away, so, you know, like Heinz ketchup. I didn't look yet in this year's list, but I know in previous years, I can maybe this year as well, but like everybody points out, the Heinz ketchup is really not chametz.
He would eat that on Pesach, or he just wouldn't say you have to sell it?
No, Meager did, he holds that it's good, but the mice, I just, you know, okay. If I was stuck on a desert island, and I didn't have anything, and all I had was that, I probably would eat it also.
I'm saying him personally, would
Rabbi himself. One second. But like the Heinz ketchup, so we don't throw away. Like, I have to check the list for this year, but the previous year, since it was on the list that it was okay.
Sell it, or you just don't do anything?
No, we don't sell it. We just leave it in the fridge. The Heinz ketchup. Leave it in the fridge. Heinz ketchup. But Heinz ketchup doesn't have, maybe there's some, I don't know, is there?
Vinegar.
Yeah, but not all vinegar is chametz. Some vinegar is made from wheat, some vinegar is made from vegetable. You understand? Rabbi's website provides the service of finding out what is really chametz or not. Because the OU has basically works with policy. You know, their policy is that certain things they won't give hashgacha, even if it's not, you know, if it's not, even if it might be good al pi din, like Rav Shachter pointed out, they don't rely on bittul, even though bittul is halacha. But if there's something there, even though it's batul, they're not going to give a hechsher. So it doesn't mean that everything that has a, doesn't have a hechsher is really treif. So that's what you have to find out. Yes.
How come water has hechshers supposed for Pesach? What does water mean? I saw like laundry detergent had supposed for Pesach.
People, certain things people just like buy. So. Yeah, I mean, people, you know, have this thing, this mindset that doesn't mean necessarily that it's whatever. That's what people, you know. Oh, so questions like this. So what if you're selling the house before Pesach, but the mechira that the rabbi's doing is only on Erev Pesach? But when you're, the Leil Bedika is Thursday night. The rabbi is doing Bedika's mechira's chametz Friday. So do you have to do a Bedika on your house Thursday night if you know it's going to be sold on Friday and you're going to be away? So, and you're leaving within 30 days.
You're selling the whole house or you're selling the chametz in the house? There's a big difference there.
Oh, so let's see. So the Chasam Sofer, Chasam Sofer, page 9. So the Chasam Sofer says, "The Misha Mocher Chemtzo Lugoi Erev Pesach, Maske Lo Cheder, Lekach Imchuyiv Livdok Cheder, Tahu Belel Yudalad." He's selling his chametz, and he's Maske Lo Cheder, and he's renting him the room where the chametz is, or maybe some people will rent them the whole house. So does he have to do a bedika? Because at the time of the bedika, Thursday night, the mechira wasn't chal yet. The mechira is only Friday. But do you have to do a bedika on something that you know will not be in your possession on Pesach? So he says, near pashut de ein tzarech. He thinks it's pashut that you don't need. In other words, if you're selling the house, or renting the house to the guy, and it's not going to be, even though it wasn't chal yet, but since on Thursday night you know that it's not going to be in your possession on Pesach, even though the mechira wasn't chal till Friday, Chasam Sofer says that you don't need any bedika.
You're assuming that though, because if for some reason all those papers, the rub gets destroyed, or he something, God forbid, happens, and he can't sell the chametz, then you're still in trouble. I'm saying yes, it's unlikely that's going to happen. For some reason, the sale's not going to go through, and the road's not going to end up selling the stuff. But you don't really want to mess around with that.
Most people would say they'll take their chances.
It's a half an hour new bedika versus.
I don't know. It depends. The real bedika.
An hour and a half, fine, 2 hours. Depending on
Hasam Chiv Bedika, Alachedar, Al Koponim, Shofo, Shayab, Yisrael. The Kemish Achedar Tzarch Bedika, Al Koponim. Mzmana Bedika, Shu Orl Yudal, Odenu, Bidea Maskel. The Kemishachiv, Al Maskel, Hotse Habayis, Michiv Bedika. So he says, so the Chasam Sofer says, yeah, but But if you're going to sell your whole house, then you're not going to do bedikah at all. So he says. So the case of the Chasam Sofer is talking about is that you put the chametz in one room, and then you just sell that room, and you do bedikah in the other room. So you aren't mafkir yourself lagamrei, because the Rav Yos saying that within 30 days you have a chover to do bedikah someplace. So that's what some people do. They leave.
The whole chover is coming, but maybe I wouldn't do because of a bunch of maybe. If that's not going to be there, what's the chover?
Right.
So the Gemara, the only we're worried about the chashi of a thief to bedika, even if the middle's not good enough.
Right. That's the question. Could they do it on the hotel room? Could they?
Meaning, because the Rav Yossi said they have to do it somewhere. So
right. So and the Chasam Sofer also is working with that idea that they have to do it somewhere.
Maybe I might not take a bracha on the bedikah. I sold my house. I'm not going to have the house sold in the morning. It's not going to be the 15th. If I don't have to do it on the room, I can't do it. There's no real thief to do it on the house.
Right.
If I have a thief to do it on the room, I have to have a thief on the house.
Right.
I don't see how we can separate the two. We can make some, do it to be Yossi, the Zayn for the mitzvah, but I don't see how you can do much more than that.
Right. Now, if you look in the Mekor Chaim on page 10, he says, "Shenisim la'achnir the osam shenosim beisam la'akum be'erf Pesach limza chametz mikol mokum srichim lidol chametz below yidal after latam hatur dein over bebal yiroa machna shenisayish mikol mokum bebalay la'dayin lo mochar abayis." So the Kor Chaim says that you have to look at it now. Right now, like you said, Shimon. Right now, the sale. You didn't do the sale yet. So since you didn't do the sale yet, so then you have a chiyuv bedika. It's a little strange because like people are wondering what's the bedika. So Rav Badi said you have to know what you're selling. So it's still hard for people to understand. Like what are they doing a bedika? They know there's loads of chametz and so what are they being bodek?
I don't know. Maybe this is not the scope of the shir, but. Selling, I understand selling the chametz, but we're going to. I don't understand how, from a legal perspective, you can't just sell a property. There's a lot more than just saying, okay, here I'm selling you my property. Even if it's, we're giving it back in 8 days, it's not like you can just sell a property without a broker and a this and a that and a license. And like, it's not like a 3-2-1
right.
Shop.
Isn't the whole point of searching for chametz that I don't know about in general?
Right.
I'm only searching for
chametz. Right.
No,
and what are you selling to the rabbi?
I'm selling to the rabbi chametz that I do know about.
Right.
Assuming we're selling the chametz and the house is
not the house.
The house, the
selling
is irrelevant because it's the selling's like here.
Right.
But I would eat all that chametz.
Still, I'm still at the same step. So the Mekor Chaim writes that if you give your house over to a goy in Erev Pesach, you still have to do bedika lel yadalat. And that's what the Binyan Olam says here. He quotes the Mekor Chaim. Chad came to the Bedika as Chal Kfar Chal, for Shemon Lo Yimtza in Yehudi. Or like you said, Shimon, maybe he's not going to find a goy to sell it to. Meaning maybe the Mechir is not going to go through, like you said. And so the Mishnah Berurah quotes this machlokis here. People know this from the Mishnah Berurah. Take a look on page 13.
Also, maybe that's why we talked about, like yesterday, they talked more about renting, because renting maybe is easier to get away with in that sense.
Okay.
A more simplistic perspective.
Maybe. Lela Barasar Hadorim Shabdaitu Lamachim Lamachil and Ochri Mkhamitz, Yish Dez Ben Achrodim, Shadasim Korchaim, Chayodim Shatar Lamotka. Miachashal Dez Ata Hadorim Lam Nukru. And the Chuvas Binyan Olam, Kolik, the Daitu Dain Sarg Vedika. Well, I mean, that's the Chasim Sofer. Yeah, the Binyan Olam himself, he quotes that, but he's Binyan Olam himself. Right, in other words, I said it wrong. The Binyan Olam himself says, he argues with the Mekor Chaim. He says, Yesh l'fakta lo v'shein tzorach luvdoch. The Tamar Rishon shekos v'vchal lav chovas beer b'leil yidala aniz dati enu mukrach. The Chachamim lo tigdu b'dika klal b'leil yidala. Al Bechamit Sheyad Nishar Beshuso. But if you know you're going to sell it, so, and that's what the Chasim Sofer was saying. So the Mekor Chaim says differently. Okay, but you, so is it, so the Pashat Pshat is that you shouldn't need to do it. But just the Chasim Sofer adds this thing that you still have a Chovas Bedika.
The harder one.
Can't
say you need that,
can't
say you
don't. His source that you need is from that Rav Yom.
You're
going
to be somewhere during Pesach.
No, but maybe you're in somebody else's house. Yeah. It's not your own house. You'll be in someone else's house. But then you don't do a bedikah for yourself.
Why is there a bedikah?
Right. So that's the question. What you're asking. Who says there's a chiv to do bedikah? So it's called chiv to do bedikah if you have a house to do bedikah. But if you don't have a house to do bedikah, but it seems from the Rav Yoh that there's this chovah.
You could say that there's a, that you have a, the, that you were complete. I don't see why it's not partial, why it's so partial to say that you, that the sale, at the time of when the field comes in, at the night of the 14th, I have a house. It's possible. The house could be there on the 15th, the sale wasn't, it's not like we made the sale, assuming we didn't make the sale earlier and the sale's going to, we just withhold the date. A sale on time, but the sale. Who said the sale's going? At this moment, I didn't do it. I hear
right.
It's very strong.
That's the Mekor Chaim.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you like that?
I don't see why it's not much. Why that can't? Why it's not much job?
I can hear what he's saying, Mr. Lemaise. Right, the question is, what we're going to discuss, I think, tomorrow, the next day, is like, is the Chiv Bedika only in your house?
So
you don't have a house, say you left your house.
I don't understand that.
Right. Or is it when you're renting or something like that? But it comes out of, one second, a fundamental machlokus that we're having today is that when you, if you're planning to get rid of your house with all the chametz before Pesach, but you didn't do it yet, could you have a chiv? Does that pater you from bedikas chametz? So the Chasam Sofer says, yeah, you don't have to do bedikas chametz, because bedikas chametz is assuming I'm keeping the house for Pesach. Now, I'm not keeping the house in place because I'm selling it all.
Well, people sell the house, then it doesn't feel like, maybe then it was more common, but I feel like...
So then, they're so hair all the rooms.
Is that what they did then? They just sold
the
house?
Yeah.
It was easy, I guess maybe then it was...
So that's what the Chasam Sofer Ben Yoram say, and the Kor Chaim says, no, but right now the sale's not... So like Rabbi Will pointed out, they do Mechira Yud Gimel, you know, for people who go away. There it's Israel, so they do an earlier Mechira. So
avoid the whole problem.
So to, right, as Rabbi Will pointed out, they do an early Mechira to avoid the whole problem.
If I put on your Gimel, according to the side you're supposed to do, do I have a key to do it on your Gimel?
So then the Chasam Sofer has this idea of leaving out a room. So this way at least you did a... Right, so the Chasam Sofer, the Binyan Olam, say that's only because you're planning to keep your house.
I'm done with it.
What do you have to sell? Sell your house or sell the chametz? Say you're selling all the chametz in the house.
Including the ones I don't know about.
Yeah.
So is this a good sale?
I don't know if anything's a good sale.
We're talking about the back.
That's why I don't sell chametz, because to me, in my mind, I question the Gemara's das of the whole enterprise. The whole enterprise. Besides the ritva.
Eat the food.
No, get rid of the food. Right, so I recommend, you know, people to, again, it's, if you didn't do it now, it could be too late. But I'm not here to criticize anyone who does it, but I personally, you know, get rid of all the chametz before Pesach. Again, I don't have any expensive schnapps in the house. And so we don't have at most we'll have a bag of noodles that we have to throw out or something like that, you know. Maybe some of the kids, shalach manas, that they, you know, the kids hoard, you know, in their drawers. They have the, like my son's, you know, his wafers. My son wanted to know about Kit Kats. So my wife said, yeah, Kit Kats is called, it's gummer. You know what he's going to have to give up. You know, but all the, like the candies that are not chametz, so then they can keep those things. Like there are a lot of, you know, sucking candies and things like that that don't necessarily have a hechsher for Pesach. I'm not going to eat on Pesach, but I'm not going to make my kids throw out all their candies that I have in their drawers that are not wafers and things like that. Because again, the point is that just because something doesn't have a hechsher and you're not going to necessarily eat it on Pesach doesn't mean that that's chametz. So you could keep it, and if you're not selling chametz, then you don't have to throw that out. And a lot of things are like that.
If I'm selling the whole house together with the chametz, that's a little different.
Then what?
It's a real sale.
If what?
I'm selling the whole house there. If I'm selling the whole house, if I'm renting out the whole house,
yeah.
The whole this will affect many more halachos, as Mazilus has pointed out.
Because now it's,
if I'm renting the house out, I'm renting the house, I sublet the house.
Right.
So now we're coming back, I put in the time that I don't have to do that. So it's sublet the house.
You mean now you have to put up the move?
I already know.
Yeah,
you
don't
sell
it?
I think that's what we're
doing on
Friday.
I'm supposed to do it on Friday. I should come up
for Christmas. And I'll sublet the house.
I
So Rav Abadi's of opinion, at least you should know, like Rav Yonason just said, you should know what you're selling. You should know what you're selling. So to have some semblance of seriousness. You know, some Rabbanim, the old Rabbanim, you know, never required to write down what you're selling. They just put your address. You know, some Rabbanim now require, well, whatever, to write down what you're selling, but...
Real press, please, like to say the word. The model of their heavy,
so Bekitzer, I mean, there is what to say, that if you're doing a Mechira, then you won't have to necessarily do Bedika. L'maisa, people are knowing to do Bedika of some, you know, Shvacha Bedika that they do. Nafkimi is whether you should make a bracha on the Bedika. So there's what to rely on, that since L'maisa, the Mechira wasn't until our Pesach, you have to make a bracha.
I don't understand this.
If you're holding like the Lefort
card. Unless you hold it, it's a real field of the belief.
Right.
And not a
field
on the
gap
or something.
Yes.
I don't see how you make a profit.
You mean if you hold like the.
I don't see a Bedika unless I hold it
Bekitzer, what I'm trying to tell you is that if you can get whatever chametz you have that you can get rid of, you should try to get rid of the real chametz. If it's a big hefsid, then there's what to talk about. If it's not such a big hefsid, and people should try to be prudent, you know, in a couple of weeks before to see what they need, and then they should try to get rid of it. You should realize that mechiras chametz is not like a dover. You know, we grew up. You know, mechiras chametz, it's good. It's good. But it's not necessarily the best thing to do. Yeah, 1 second.
Does the person who you sell to need to be able to go into the house whenever he wants? Or if I sell chametz in my room with like a reader going to some Joe Schmo is not going to know I live on the second floor of the bed and my door is locked.
Well, that's what we spoke about yesterday.
To me, that seems like that would be a problem.
Yeah, but on the other hand, we discussed yesterday that Rodashev said that maybe on Pesach the rules.
Dorms you don't have access to anyways.
Right. That's what we discussed yesterday. Well, as we're going in within 30 days. Right, but if you're leaving within 30 days, there's a chiyuv bedikah and beer. So you're saying. So Bittel's not good enough. So either you do a Mechira, and you do through a Mechira.
I'm not sure why you want to see it better than
Bittel. No, because you can't own the Chametz, Midrabanan.
I don't own the Chametz, Midrabanan. They're both.
Midrabanan, I mean.
The case of the Gemara with the Mechira, the Tosafot, I'm not talking about Bittel, the Chilek between the Bittel and the.
Yeah. Okay. So the kids, the machlokas we discussed today is if you can do a mechira on your dalid, and you know, and it's not, but you didn't do it yet. Does that pater you already from your bedika chametz the night before? According to the Mekor Chaim, it doesn't, and according to the Chasam Sofer and the Binyan Olam, it does. But the Chasam Sofer still has this idea that everyone should be doing a bedika. So even if you're going to sell your house, at least you should leave one room that you're not selling, and to be able to do the chovas hagavra. Okay, so we'll continue. Tomorrow is regular Tuesday, so we have regular shiur at 11:15 as well. And I'll let you know about what Wednesday is going to schedule.